The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 10 minutes after 7. Appreciate you being here. Pebble in your shoe Tuesday. Join in at 770-5633. You got a pebble? Go ahead and share it with me. I'll continue to noodle around with news and topics as I see fit because that is just the way it goes. Kevin Chrisman emailed me this morning. And the email is, silence is compliance. Now, Kevin Chrisman, if you don't know him, is one of the Jackson County Republican Party members, and he has just been doing yeoman work out there, going out there doing the signs and trying to make up for some apathy there. And he writes, Bill, we get active voter updates every day in order to see who has not voted and then chase ballots. How you vote or who you vote for is not public record, but a lot of people don't realize that anybody can see who did not vote. And if you're not voting, you are essentially allowing the left to take control of Jackson County by your lack of interest. Property rights and overregulation is on the menu here, too. Kevin continues, I am a sculptor, and if we lose these charter measures, I'm going to create a public monument titled Apathy. And engrave on the list of registered Republicans who did not vote. Just kidding, of course. Not kidding. Kevin Chrisman. Kevin, I'm going to give you a real American salute. You certainly understand what's at stake here. And this is why mostly the left ended up pushing these charter changes in Jackson and Josephine County. You know, 17-116. Which I think is probably going to go down quite easily in Joe County. I hope I'm right about that, but that's only because it's one big thing, and they did everything, including those nasty districting things. They did it all in one fell swoop, so they reached for every bite. Denise Krause and the folks in Ashland, they went about it in Jackson County with a bit more strategy, as it were, breaking it up into three separate measures, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, well, if you like a little nonpartisan, then we'll mix it with five deals. And then, for those Republicans who don't think it through, we'll say we're going to cut the pay through to $75,000. You know, we would actually see people talk about that thing, and they were like, well, they should be working for minimum wage, because they're public servants. And I'm thinking to myself, are you that stupid that you actually think that's the way the world works, that you're going to get the finest people in the world with the best of intentions to run an $800 million a year operation and determine public policy? And you either have them do it for free or add minimum wage. And even then, $75,000 a year, which is what they can't do it legally. Even if that were to pass, I don't think it would just get knocked down like it did in Josephine County. Even if they try to make it $75,000, if they were successful at getting that, which I don't think they will because it won't pass legal muster. But even then, it's about a fast food manager. In fact, I think that's what I saw at Panda. When I was in Panda Express the other day, they have the hiring team up there. They show what you can get, you know, for it. You know, you're on the front and you're making this much. And if you have a manager, you're making $75,000 a year. Okay? So you can be like a first-year manager making $75,000, all right? It's like, come on. Come on, people. Think things through. And that's why I knew that Denise Krause and of course, the other political brains in Ashland were very smart about the way they did this. They do the thing to cut the pay because of non-thinking conservatives that just figure that you can do everything on the cheap. And maybe it's just a matter of envy, too, the politics of envy. Of course, I find it interesting that Denise Krause didn't complain about, $125,000 up salaries for commissioners when she was running before. It's only just now. I mean, this is all expediency. But, of course, I'm also on the record. I've been saying for years that I think even your city councilor should be paid a stipend. And people yell at me every time. And then I yell back at them, look at the bozos that you get attracted into the jobs in many cases. People that are looking at working the grift in order to jump to higher political office where they will get paid. People's time is worth something. And if you're looking for people to devote 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week to something, I think we have to understand we pay it. You know, as it is right now, you pay everybody else involved in the tyranny that is crushing a lot of people in Southern Oregon with all the Oregon rules and regulations, but you don't want to pay the people that are actually determining policy. That's really smart. Yeah.
Duh. Do.
Oh, well. 770-5633. Another pebble in my shoe. That's a boulder in my shoe here. The something-for-nothing conservatives that,
well, I should go and do it for nothing.
Oh, okay. Could you do it for nothing?
Well, no, I have bills to pay.
Oh, they don't. Oh, so you just want rich people, you know, running for county commission and or city councils and things like that. Either people who are rich or really, really poor on welfare, because that's what you end up getting. Okay? All right. I've said my piece. You can call in 770-5633. Speaking of rich, boy, the price of gold is exploding up there. I'm looking at it again. $2,430 this morning. $2,430. Gold is saying, buy me. People are talking $4,000-$5,000 gold. I don't know where it's going, but the one thing I do think is it's a good idea to have some in your portfolio. If you have none, get some. Maybe you're looking at $2,430 and saying, hey, I bought it when it was $500. I'm going to sell out. Well, that's fine, too. Who do you sell it out to or buy it from? That would be Jay Austin and Company Gold and Silver Buyers. Ashland and Grants Pass. Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street. By appointment in Grants Pass, 6th and G. Call them at 482-3715. They'll help you with the buying and selling of gold, silver, precious items like a collectible banknotes, diamonds, platinum. They do it all. Stop by the store. I know everybody's trying to get you to do everything online. Stop in store. Talk with the people. They know these markets. They understand it. And by the way, you'll have a great conversation with them on politics and finance and everything else. You'll love the experience. Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. JayAustinBrokers.com. GrantsPassCoins.com, FortuneReserve.com. Stop by today.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
The McPherson Agency and Farmer.
The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
20 minutes after 7 on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, 770-5633. We can talk about anything on your mind. Now, see, anytime Lucretia is standing by, it's like, I know it's going to be... She'll wrap me up into a sausage, I'm sure, in some way or the other. But Gino's first. Gino, you have a pebble. It's actually not a pebble in your shoe. It's a foxtail in your socks. Boy, that's serious. That's serious, man.
That's what I call it. I mean, this is not Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. It's foxtail in your socks.
Okay. What's on your mind, huh?
So I was thinking, I've been reading The Elites, if you will, since the late 60s when I first discovered their plans. And one of the things they have in mind is called transhumanism. In other words, they want to build machines to take their consciousness into the future. And because they have no God, they want to make themselves immortal through mechanics. In order to do that, they have to do a whole lot of Joseph Mengele type experiments, which are illegal, of course, unless the people scream, transgender, help us be normal. And they beg for those operations.
You know, that is a really interesting distinction that you raised here. And that really is just part of that whole transhumanism agenda in which, reality is, well, reality is what I think or feel rather than what actually is. That kind of thing, right? The physical, We're going to transcend this and be a transhuman. Hey, that's it, a transhuman. Okay.
That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I always talk about transgender. When you say someone's a transgender woman, transgender female, just replace trans with fake, right? And so a trans woman is fake woman, trans man, fake man, transhuman, fake human. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, boy, there's so much irony on the left that's just incredible. And most people who don't see it suffer from irony deficiency.
Irony deficiency. Hey, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You ought to write some dad jokes, okay?
Oh, no. These are already written. I'm stealing them. You know, if you're on the left, you suffer from humoroids, too.
Humoroids.
You know, the antidote for humoroids is the laxative.
The laxative, okay. Hey, you're pretty good at this stuff. You ought to get together with my wife. She likes puns, too. Pun mistress, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So in order to believe in Bidenomics, you had to have been a student of new math.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got that right. Anything else you wanted to add to this here, Gino?
Oh, man, I could go on for days, but I'll let you go, Bill.
Okay, but thank you very much. And on that note, let me bring up the theme.
Let the sunshine.
All right, Lucretia, don't take me down into something too deep and dark. All right.
Okay, we'll stay light today.
Okay.
So just the word news, N-E-W-S.
Yes.
Okay, news. What's it symbolized? Where did they get that word?
Well, news was originally from the north, east, west, and south. You know, the points of the compass. In other words, all information from all points, that kind of thing.
So what it is part of the mind control. It's part of the programming. It's part of the control of what's reported, just like that woman wasn't allowed to get her letter into the editor.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they get us to think about, what's important, what's not, what's controlled. And it's part of the mind control.
Well, and I don't disagree with you at all, but is that something revolutionary, or are we just coming to that realization?
No, just the realization of why, you know, when you go to the newspaper, aren't these other things reported? Why are they still talking about CO2? That's ridiculous. I mean, there's no congruency between their policies. We're allowing all these ships, and, you know, 612 ships put out more carbon than all the cars on Earth, yet, you know, we're still importing stuff from China, and that's ridiculous versus having it made here. And
I guess the question would be, though, if I saw a blogger pose this question, if carbon were put on trial today, actually put on trial, would it be convicted? And I mean, what do you think? If carbon were actually put on trial, what do you think would happen?
I think we would be spending money to bring more to the planet.
Lucretia, I'm going to give you a real American salute. All right? Write this day down instead of me calling you a crazy loony. But I say that affectionately, you know, crazy loons, you know, I say that affectionately. Yeah, we would be actually wanting to get more carbon on the earth because carbon is the basis of life itself. Thank you very much. Great way to wrap that part up. And Francine's here. Francine, you want to talk about Chester, my 14-year-old cat, who is continuing to ail. And I just think he's dying. His digestive system is not working all that well. But go ahead.
Well, of course, his digestive system is not working, and he's unable to absorb his food.
Right.
And it's possible he might have. Now, you need the dun-dun-dun. Okay?
Okay, go ahead. I got the dun-dun-dun ready. What is it?
All right. EPI.
Oh, my goodness. EPI. So cats could get EPI, too, right?
Yes, they can.
Exocrine pancreatic
insufficiency.
Insufficiency. Okay.
Yeah, it's possible his pancreas has stopped working. I mean, there's a lot of other things it could be, too, but I just thought that was with the way, you know, he's just eating and eating. It means he's not absorbing anything with his food is not being absorbed and then he's not getting the nutrients.
Yeah. And he's not gaining the weight there. We've tried.
Right.
We've tried really rich food. We've tried. And by the way, we are on grain free because he seemed to get better for a little while when we got rid of the grain food, you know, the grain based.
I had to take my dog completely off kibble and just give him meat. That's all she eats now. But I was going to suggest a couple of things. You might want to try some pancreatic enzymes, and then you also might want to try some soil-based probiotics, not regular probiotics, because there's a difference.
Did you say soy-based?
Soil.
Oh, soil-based probiotic. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it might just make him more comfortable.
Huh.
Until his time.
Where do you get a soil-based probiotic?
Just go to a health food store or something. Go look it up on the internet when you have a few moments and see. You'll see the difference.
All right. So I want a soil-based probiotic. Okay. Hey, I'll consider it. And I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All righty?
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Francine. Let me go to line 4. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Who is this?
My name is Bob Spiker. I'm calling from Multnomah County.
Well, hey, Bob. What's going on in Multnomah?
All kinds of things. You know, the belly of the beast, as they call it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you think they're going to throw out Mike Schmidt today? Mike Schmidt for brains?
You know, they didn't really give us much options as far as, I certainly hope so.
Uh-huh.
You know, he did a terrible job, as we all know, in 2020, prosecuting all the ding-dings. He just kept letting them go and doing... repeating the same bullshit over and over again, excuse my language. But the reality is he definitely needs to be replaced. So does the mayor.
Yeah.
The reason why I called her was to just kind of plug, if I could, a couple of events going on in your neck of the woods.
What's that?
In the Medford area. The Jackson County Republican Party is hosting an event, the Make Oregon Great Again event, on Saturday, June 22nd at the Expo Center.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to invite Randall on to talk about it, after the election was over. Now that we're practically on election day, we can certainly start mentioning this. Looks like it's going to be a pretty big show. You can be part of that?
I'll be in attendance.
Uh-huh.
I'm the promoter event coordinator for OregonForTrump2024.com, and I've actually been all over the state thus far. And if you go to the website and check out the events page, you'll see that we got lots more events going on. As a matter of fact, all over the state of Oregon, there's Trump trains going on, and we're all getting excited about reelecting the best, the greatest president of all time.
By the way, so you are the Trump coordinator then for Oregon. Is there any belief that Trump is actually in play in Oregon?
Okay, define play, like coming to Oregon at some point?
No, in play meaning that, there's that he could actually win the Electoral College in
I'll tell you something. Traveling the state and talking with the voters and from all walks of life, I tell you that the state's never been more purple than anything. And particularly here in Multnomah County, people, even Democrats, they are tired of the inflation. They're tired of, they can clearly see that, Biden's not the guy that they want representing them any longer. It seems. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people. There's so many different reasons and that are either flipping or they're going to be voting.
Let's just go to the bottom. I'm going to vote for Trump. The only problem that I get concerned with a focus on Trump is that I don't believe that Trump is going to be in play in Blue Oregon. And I'm just wondering if we waste a lot of energy on that, or if that energy can be put to better use elsewhere. And I'm sorry to,
no worries.
Cut against you, a little bit on that.
Not at all. Actually, the challenge is awesome because it just makes what I'm doing that much more. I'm all in for Trump, mm-hmm. and I believe that if he can get the 8 delegate votes, electoral votes in November, it's possible. Very possible.
Okay.
And I'm going to the convention in July, and I'm going to be a part of that. If I can go back to the 22nd real quick, the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd.
Sure.
Sunday, the next day, there's going to be a Trump train running through Medford and all the way from Medford to the Grants Pass and back. And that Trump train is going to be meeting at the Rogue Valley Mall parking lot. At 1 p.m. All this information is available at the Oregon for Trump, Oregon, the number four, Trump, 2024.com webpage. Also on Facebook. You can go to the Jackson County Republican Party Facebook page as well.
And you can find out more about MOGA, Make Oregon Great Again, jcor.gop is the website here. And I know Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame is going to be the keynote speaker. There's a bunch of other people going on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we got about a month to go. So look forward to seeing you there. And thanks for checking in. All right? Appreciate that.
Hey, thank you for having me on. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
You bet. Yeah, it is 7:31. American Rancher Garage,
United in Service. Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
As the Montana roofing crews travel around Southern Oregon, they like to keep things interesting.
We've been doing so many roofs around the valley, there's not many areas where we don't see our past work.
Ooh, like that one.
Yep, the whole metal package. Roof, siding, flashing, gutters.
Tile job.
Oh yeah, that's a beauty. Luxury home on the hill with tile and copper accents.
Shake.
That traditional barn looks great with that fading shake roof. That one was tricky.
I'm up like 3-0.
Oh, wait, I didn't know this was a competition. Composite.
Jinx. Maybe we should just Rochambeau for that one.
Rochambeau? I'm driving. A tie goes to the driver.
Okay, well, I'll give you that one. Metal, you're kidding. Destroyed. 4-1.
Oh, this isn't fair. I gotta keep my eyes on the road, and I can't look around and see what else is going on.
While the Fontana Roofing crew has fun on the way, they're all business when they arrive at your job site. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's lawyers have rested their case without the former president taking the witness stand in his New York criminal trial, and the jury has now been sent home until May 28th. That's when closing arguments are expected. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against suggestions that he and other Israeli officials are guilty of war crimes. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor seeking arrest warrants for the Prime Minister and others. As Iran's leadership begins mourning the death of its president and the country's foreign minister, the White House defending its decision to extend official condolences to the Islamic Republic. Parts of the nation's midsection could get more violent weather today, with portions of Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin in the bullseye. That might include Chicago as well as Milwaukee. Wall Street, the Dow up 52 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
If you're turning 65 soon and need to learn about Medicare and your options for supplemental coverage, Lynn at Sky Park Insurance can help. Just ask Karen.
Hi. I spent 45 plus years in the health industry, so I wanted someone with expert knowledge. Lynn either knew the answer or got right back to me with details. She went the extra mile. Thanks, Lynn.
Sky Park makes Medicare enrollment easy. Enroll or review your plan with Lynn Barton at Sky Park Insurance. Call 541-499-0955. 1-800-458-2358.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
7:37. Yes, the man of the hour is back. Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bearchicker, former state ORP chair, he is here too, and of course, former state senator. Welcome back, Herman. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. You set for Boatnik this weekend?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long weekend, but it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I know.
Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. So
I'll tell you, it looks like it's going to be about letter perfect, not too warm, not too cool, kind of just right for the races and a bunch more. And, of course, funnel kick, making a funnel kick, which is the most serious part of it, at least according to me.
You're in your funnel cake. Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is. I just love the funnel cake thing. That's part of fair food, you know, that kind of thing. Hey,
yeah, that's an East Coast thing, I think.
Yeah, we wanted to. Yeah, I think it was East Coast, along with everything that I ate as a young boy being wrapped in a skin, you know, that Eastern European heritage, right? Kishka,
right,
kielbasa, right. You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, right. Herman, wanted to dig into a little bit here. I think we're now starting to see little inklings of inflation that is starting to go after people and come after them real hard. Now, it's already been coming after them hard in the private sector, but I've noticed that we're seeing more and more articles. My gosh, we have the public school districts that are now starting to squeal with pain like stuck pigs, you know, that sort of thing about what's happening with their budgeting. Medford 549C talking about this. I'm even reading an article in the Daily Courier the other day in your neck of the woods. Josephine County Sheriff expects budget dogfight over new deputies because I guess last week the county budget, Josephine County budget was announced, and the finance director looks like there is going to be some cuts. They're going to have to come to this, even though there was a taxing district that was brought in to help bolster sheriff's patrols, right? So, I mean, this is the reality. This is where the rubber meets the road, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people in government don't do a good job of looking into the future. You know, when I was in the Senate on revenue finance, I mean, we worked with the economist and legislative revenue office and stuff. And one of our biggest jobs was to predict. So when I came to the county, the very first month, I took all the department heads and did a symposium, an Ambassador PowerPoint presentation, mm-hmm. and warned them about inflation that was coming because we already were predicting this at the state level. And if you go back and you look at 2020, 2019, we started giving massive increases in wages at the state level because we knew that this inflation was coming. And so at the county level, I warned a lot of department heads, new commissioner thinks he knows everything. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know everything, but there are a few things that I pay attention to. And so now here we are. We're stuck. So we have a couple percent. Well, actually, our income has went down. I was going to say that our income was up a couple percent. It's actually down. And in our expenses, the other side of the ledger, are up about 14%. So that's just the reality.
Let's see. Revenue down, expenses up. That usually means much sadness in budgeting language,
and
right?
And this is going to continue on. And, you know, I was talking to a predominant Democrat the other day at a budget meeting, and he goes, oh, inflation is down. And I said, yeah, tell that to the average family pushing a grocery cart through the store. So,
but even then, when they talk about inflation being down, the way the federal government reports inflation, Herman, as you well know, it is so doctored and massaged to take out the stuff that actually affects most people in their everyday life. They'll say, well, you know, food and energy are very volatile, so we're not going to count that as inflation, right?
Yeah.
Because the idea is that if your hamburger is too expensive at the grocery store, well, then you'll buy dog food and replace it. You know, everything's about that you'll just change your habits and you'll replace your hamburger with dog food, as an example, right? That's kind of the way the economists tend to look at it, right?
Let me run over some numbers here, you know, and that just try to digest this. Now, this is just going back to 2020. That's only 3.5 years ago.
Not that long ago.
Home prices up 47%. The average medium home in the United States is now $421,000. Mm-hmm. Now you wonder why. So what does that do? Well, people can't afford to buy a home, so then they have to rent. And so now you have more renters than you have rentals. So what does that do? That drives the price of rentals up, you know? Okay, so that's...
Have you noticed, though, that the federal government and the Fed doesn't count that? As they don't count the asset inflation of a home and or a rental property as inflation, do they?
No. So look, food up 25%, gas 50%, home insurance 64%, auto insurance 52%, just in 4 years, or 3.5, really.
Yeah.
And this is the one that really people ought to really, really try to digest. The average mortgage payment right now in the United States is $2,894 per month, up 78%, Bill.
Mm.
And so you want, you know, and then you have a governor like Tina Kotek said, oh, we got to have affordable housing, affordable housing, affordable housing. Yeah, right. You can't have affordable housing with runaway inflation. You can't do it.
But what you're illustrating, though, is coming home to roost in the county and the city budgeting in the state of Oregon, right?
And I predicted it 3.5 years ago.
You've been banging that gone for a long time. You're right.
Yes.
You know, as soon as, and this all started really with the first of the COVID lockdowns there, because everything the federal government did from Trump to Biden and on, every aspect of it was inflationary, wasn't it? Every aspect of it.
Thank you. Okay, now let's go back to basics. The only way you can have inflation is to print money, period. There's a few exceptions in history, some gold rushes back in the mid-1800s and the early 1900s in South Africa, where they injected a lot of money into the economy. Other than that, the only way you have inflation is government printing money. And thank you, federal government, all the representatives, all the senators that put us another, what, $8 trillion in debt? That's what has done it, and it's going to continue for some time. It's just, it's the reality. And I feel sorry for my kids because you can't keep up with it. Wages aren't even coming close to keeping up with the inflation. And we see personal credit card debt going through the ceiling, and we're starting to see people default on that. And people are starting to drain their savings accounts and their 401ks. This is not a recipe for economic success, Bill.
The point is, though, do you think that, you know, even looking at the state of Oregon, having been, you know, examining the budgets like you do from time to time, because, you know, Josephine County is a lot of times, and Jackson County, too, dependent on a lot of pass-through spending, you know, administering a lot of cash that comes out of the Fed and the state government and going into the counties this way. Is it something which can it be controlled in one way or the other, or is essentially the chaos baked into the cake here for at least the foreseeable future?
No, it's out of control.
It is.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and it's out of control, and it's going to take a long time to you basically have to run out of everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time. I mean, look what we went through in the 70s. We had the inflation, you know. And I don't think the feds don't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
But back then, I mean, I lived through that inflation of the 70s. And, you know, we look back at it now and remember it as a stagflation sort of thing in which the economy was relatively stagnant there. And at the same time, inflation was roaring. In fact, I think it was, at some point, 10 to 12% a year. And you would think that at 3 to, of course, they claim 4%, you know, a year is what we're getting right now. If you're not going to count real estate and count rent and count food and really count the stuff that everybody else is using, I mean, even just our power bills are going to be going up overall 50% over the last few years, within the next year or so, if Pacific Power.
Oh yes, it's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really feel sorry for people because I know the average person doesn't study history and they don't have the time or the interest or anything, but I will tell you, if you look what inflation has done to civilizations, going back to the Romans, when the Romans took their silver coins and made them out of copper and dipped them in silver and all that stuff, this is nothing new. This goes back thousands and thousands of years, how inflation just destroys civilizations. You know, I can remember my great-grandparents telling me how it was in Germany after World War One, where the money was so worthless, they only printed one side, Bill.
Once they couldn't even afford the ink for the other side.
They couldn't afford the ink, you know. And then, you know, in modern times, you just look at Zimbabwe as a great example. Venezuela is a great example. You know, it's real.
Okay, so where do you think this goes here? Because, like I said, last week, even in Josephine County, they're talking about we got a lower income, higher expenses. I think we're going to be seeing this in all of the counties in one form or another, probably lower income. And when we say lower income, it's probably a lot of the final last few gasps of all the COVID money are finally working out, right? Is that really what we're talking about when we talk about lower income coming in?
Yeah. So we had all these trillions of dollars that got injected into the economy, and it's working its way through the system now, and that's what created the inflation. The feds are stuck. I don't think they know what. They played with fire, mm-hmm. and boy, are they getting their fingers burnt because, Bill, if they don't raise the interest rates, they're not going to slow down inflation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by raising the interest rate, that's the interest on the national debt, which is, what, $34 trillion?
And so it starts taking the national debt, just paying the interest on the national debt, starts taking a higher and higher bite out of the money coming in, you know, in taxes just to pay that. In other words, your credit card just keeps going up and up and up just on the minimum daily, on the minimum payment due, right?
Right.
That kind
That's why I say look at the national debt clock. Mm-hmm. We are really out of balance. Now, government can always be in a little bit of debt because government, you know, when an individual is in debt, a person is in debt. When they die, that's reconciled, okay? Somehow it's reconciled. It's either written off or it's paid or whatever. But a country's hopefully don't die. So countries can always run in a little bit of debt. But Alan Greenspan used to always warn there is a tipping point. In other words, don't overdo it, folks.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. This Biden administration has been spending money like drunken sailors.
And Congress has not been willing to nip it in the bud because there's kind of this this bipartisan hammer lock on each other's throats. In other words, okay, if I want Israel, you're going to give me Ukraine. In other words, you want this, you're going to get that. And so there's no incentive one way or the other to trim the spending and the sales, right?
Listen, anytime you have one party control in the House and one party control in the Senate, nothing happens.
Which means, though, that the status quo, which is more spending, continues to happen, right? That's just going to be the case of the matter, or what we're facing. So, Herman, let's talk about what this means on the nuts and bolts in the city of Grants Pass, in the county of Josephine, in the city of Medford, in the county of Jackson, Ashland, Central Point, Cave Junction, all these places. How do you think this looks over the next few years? We're just starting to see inkling of, like, you know, the people going to school board meetings and whining and crying in their hand-wringing in their government beer that, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to cut budgets. We can't cut budgets. We have to get more out of the state. You know, the formula's wrong, and this and that and the other. We can't do this. How does this really play at the same time that we've been given these fat raises for public employees for a number of years?
Oh, yeah. We've been giving them, I'll tell you. And, you know, the unions don't care. I tell the unions, I tell them, because we're in different unions. And I said, look, there's only so much money in the bucket. And when they were out, you know, by giving all these raises, then we're going to have to cut positions. And you know what the union tells me?
Go
they
ahead.
They don't care about cutting. They don't care.
No, they don't care. So the public employee unions, so we're talking police, fire, all these other sort of things, they would rather have five police officers making $250,000 a year each than having 10 making $125,000 or 15 exactly. making 75, right?
Yeah, I mean, those numbers are a little exaggerated.
I know,
yeah.
I know. I'm just using it for effect, okay? Right. Although, I don't know, right. some of the firefighters, they make some pretty good money, you know, out there in some of the fire departments. But
so what this means, and listen, I think anybody, and I've talked to some people up in the legislature and also some people here locally on these budgets, and we all agree what's going to happen is you're going to see we can't tax people anymore. We are there. Okay, when you look at the average income in Josephine County, Jackson County is a little higher.
Yeah.
It's only about $30,000.
$30,000 average wage is average income is only about a little over minimum wage, a full-time minimum wage job.
Yeah. And that means that's the average. So if the average is $30,000, there's a heck of a lot of people making under that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is you're going to see less services. That's just it. That's just what you're going to see. Less services. Something's got to give. It's just that's how it works.
So, and you're going to see continued proliferation of, well, like what you're facing here in this election of the animal shelter vote, right? There's talk about doing that in Jackson County, too. Same sort of thing. You can't take it all out of the general fund anymore in an inflationary time, can you? There's just no way.
No, there's. Listen, it's a mathematical equation. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't spend what you don't have.
Uh huh.
and that's why some of the discussions we've had with some of the department heads that aren't too, we got to have this, we got to have that. Well, guess what? We got to have money to pay for it. We don't have it. And so as I go through these budget meetings, and I've been working, looking at the budget and all of these things. And I'm just saying, look, I'm not too worried about the budget or changing the budget because there's no place to change it. There's no place, you know, and I know the sheriff is really upset, but here's the budget book, Sheriff. Don't say I got to have a $2 million more dollars. First, tell me where can we go get it from? Okay, who do we take it from?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we have it, you know. And they always go out the ending balance. So we like to have – we've been running about a $6 million ending balance, $180 million budget. We only have a $6 million buffer. So this year I told our finance director, it really needs to be 12. Let's shoot for 8.
Yeah. Well, it's – you know, you get the impression that we're going to be getting into, and we're already in, financially stormy seas. So all your counties and your cities and your towns, you better have some buffer right now because there could be some real issues in the near future.
Well, we have to run the county from July 1 until we get our tax, our property tax income, which is December, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what that ending balance does. It fills the holes until you fill up the well again.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize. Okay, so that keeps it going because you're right. The fiscal year doesn't match with when the money comes in. I forgot about that.
No.
Yeah.
And so running with a real skimpy ending balance is really dangerous.
So the takeaway from our talk this morning here is that in spite of what Democrats or Republicans or people running for office or in or out of office are saying, prepare for the reality of either taxing yourself more, which will probably not pass in the current situation, or prepare for less, well, for fewer services. Prepare. That's just it's just a mathematical certainty because the unions will not want to do anything about pay. So they'll want to keep the pay high. So positions get cut. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. And listen, the state's going to struggle and the federal government's going to struggle. They're all going to struggle. And I said this several times on your radio show, Bill. You know, Milton Friedman is one of the economists that I've always followed and studied very closely. And he said it all the time. Inflation's not good for anyone. And he's right.
Do you remember all those years that the Federal Reserve kept saying, boy, you know, we're just not having enough inflation, just not having enough inflation. We need to get into that magic 2% inflation, as if somehow even 2% inflation is just benign, a benign influence there. Boy, you wish they could walk that back now, huh?
Well, like I said a couple weeks ago to you, just in your and my lifetime, things have went up, what, 948%, 950% since you and I were born?
Yeah. Well, if the prices went up 9.5 times, the salaries went up 7, I'll bet. So that's reality. And it's just it, the regular wage for folks. The problem that you're describing here, though, is that it's not a stable society, is it?
No. Inflation, it makes things unstable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a race to the bottom mentality, you know, and so businesses they take advantage of it a little bit because they're hedging.
Yeah,
and I don't blame them because they don't know what it is.
Yeah, the inflation. You're right, but wait until the Big Mac becomes the size of a slider, right?
Oh God, I just put that on my Facebook. The changes in McDonald's prices. I mean, that's kind of an interesting way to look at inflation. But
we're not picking on McDonald's, but that's the reality. They're just one of the biggest restaurant chains in the entire world, and they have to deal with the financial reality, too. Nobody wins in an inflationary environment, and so just prep for it, okay?
Yep.
All right. Let's grab a call here before you take off, Herman. We may have a question on a county concern issue.
Okay.
Hi, you're on with Herman. Who's this? Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, it's Wild Salmon.
Yeah, here. Steve, you're with Herman Bearchicker. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a historical perspective. I got out of the service in 1971, and, you know, everything was a mess for several years there. And I ended up working in the wood products industry because there wasn't much else going on here in the Valley at the time. It turns out I have a knack for making things work, and during all the times of inflation, basic industry kept me way ahead of inflation because I could create things that society needed. We don't have that now, and I don't know where we go from here, but, you know, it's creating wealth that we're lacking. What would you say to that?
Yeah, in other words, when you're going to an all-service economy, which is what has been the push here for a number of years. What do you think, Herman? Thanks for the call, Steve.
Yeah, all service doesn't work. We've got to be producing products that we can export, where we bring money from other parts of the wealth from other parts of the world back into our country. That's how you have a prosperous economy. You know, not just service. No, we can't. Service is part of our economy, but dangerously, don't make it the only part of your economy.
All right. Herman, we always appreciate the talk. We'll catch you after Memorial Day weekend when you're exhausted from Boatnik. I'm sure you'll be, snoring. You know, I call you up on Tuesday. Okay?
Well, you know, I'm kind of the old guy in the club now, and so their expectations of me is not what it used to be.
Okay.
That way.
All right, Grandpa. All right. We'll see you on Tuesday, all right? You be well.
See ya.